It's been 5 years since Washington first launched a strategy to tackle ocean acidification. A new report from the state says it's still getting worse, but advances are being made on how to adapt and mitigate the problem. More from 88.5 Environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe.
Ocean acidification is when the pH level in seawater declines. It's caused by uptake of carbon dioxide from the atmosphere, so it's sometimes referred to as global warming's evil twin. The corrosiveness of the water can be devastating to marine life. In Washington state, oyster growers first started noticing about a decade ago that their larvae couldn't form shells because of the more acidic water. That put the state's $270 million shellfish industry at risk and led to the formation of a blue ribbon panel. Now regulators and scientists are building on that strategy.
And there's little question in my mind that Washington state is literally leading the world on ocean acidification, on understanding it and taking action to do something about it.
That's Jay Manning, who co-chaired the original panel. He says ocean acidification will continue to worsen as long as humans keep emitting carbon. But in the meantime, scientists and policymakers here have been working to adapt. For example, we now have an extensive monitoring system that can predict when and where more acidic water is coming in, so hatcheries can prepare. Bellamy Palethorpe, 88.5 News.